Washington.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, Richard from Overton, Nevada writes, Doctor, how do you prevent long-term post-traumatic stress disorder? What should they be doing with the survivors of the Theater 9 shooting? You're seeing, in the wake of this horrible tragedy, many issues come up on our mental health system and how lacking it is and how we're not going to be able to help the survivors of what happened in a rural Colorado and how lacking our mental health care system is and that we weren't able to screen somebody like James Holmes and pluck him out of society before he could do something so drastic. We're going to kind of talk about that. But, you know, how do you prevent post-traumatic stress disorder? I mean, first and foremost, avoid, you know, the trauma. I don't see how anybody who survived that isn't going to still be shaken up or have some sort of anxiety, insomnia, fear of movie theaters, fear of people in masks, fear of smoke or tear gas. I mean, this is extremely traumatizing. Look at your pets. You know, something spooks your pet. Most likely they're spooked by it, for a long time thereafter. That is your body's defense mechanism. All right. If your body incurred some major trauma, as a defense mechanism, your mind isn't going to want you to re-enter that, be involved in that position again. Like, for example, car accidents. You know, when I was in multiple car accidents, when I moved to L.A., I had been away from L.A. for so long and never learned how to drive in L.A. that when I moved to L.A., I was in multiple car accidents when I was trying to go to school at UCLA. I didn't want to get back into a car. I had like 3 car accidents in 4 months. And my husband was like, but you got to drive. I mean, you got to get to school. I'm like, I'll take the bus, but I am not getting back in a car. There is no way. No way. I'll pass. And, of course, you know, we had to do desensitization therapy, and I was back in the car within a day, but I was really scared about driving on those freeways. You know, I mean, it's dangerous. And, that was my body's way of trying to prevent, me from getting into another accident. Also, I probably needed a couple, you know, driving courses. But I got to tell you, those California highways, I'm still nervous. Even me now in my 40s driving. Unfortunately, with people who, you know, sustain a rape or molestation or, a robbery or a shooting such as this, sometimes they can never recover. You need to institute therapy right away. And not just pills. I know a lot of times we'll go to the medications and sometimes you have to. I mean, if these people are shaking and crying and are in a complete spiral because they just saw their friend shot or they saw children being killed and they escape with their lives. Yes, we're probably going to give them some anxiolytics. We're probably going to calm them down with some Valium, some Xanax, etc. Maybe some antidepressants to help them cope. But that's not good enough. You really need some long-term therapy, whether it be psychotherapy, whether it be cognitive therapy, exposure therapy, many different types of therapies, behavioral therapy. But you know, what these counselors should do if we have enough of them is to, you know, have these people not suppress it and, you know, repress what happened. They need to talk about it. Talk about why they were scared, why they were fearful. Do they feel empowered? What they think they would do, you know, next time around? Do they feel, they need to talk about their feelings. How do they feel about death? How do they feel about the people that got shot? They need to. And they're going to cry more, and it's going to hurt more. But sometimes you need to cut to heal. You know, like we see with, ulcers and decubitus ulcers and dead tissue. Sometimes you got to cut out that dead tissue in order for new tissue to heal. You know, when they do these psychotherapy sessions or these cognitive therapy sessions, they're going to have to work through it. They may not be ready day one. They may not be ready day three, but they need to. And then probably the therapy later on would include, bringing them back into a theater, bringing them around masked people. I mean, this is frightening. We know AMC theaters, since this happened, said, all right, nobody's coming to the theater in a mask, in a cape, none of that. You can see Batman, that's fine, but nobody's dressing up. And for those of you that haven't heard, how it happened, it was extremely frightening. This James Holmes, 24-year-old, PhD student who was currently dropping out of University of Colorado, known as an honor roll student, never really having a run-in with the law except for an occasional traffic violation, complete sicko as far as I'm concerned, and we're going to talk about that. I don't think the death penalty is good enough. I'd love to hear from you, what should be done with people like this? Jared Loughner, this James Holmes, they get to probably get thrown into mental institutions with pretty grass and nurses feeding them and, I don't know, getting to play checkers. And no, he better not plead insanity on this one. If he is, he's too insane to be living in this society, and he shouldn't be here. I think the death penalty is too soft. All I have to do is go to sleep. No. It better be worse than that. So I want to ask you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, what should be done to this guy? I tell you. And I know I'm a doctor. I'm not supposed to be talking about, ways people should die. But, why would he do this? Everyone's like, well, what was his motive? First, the guy was a loon, so he wouldn't have a logical motive to begin with, right? But number two, maybe some of these people, I mean, look at his mugshot. Look how smug he is. Just like Jared Loughner, who did the massacre in Tempe where Congresswoman Giffords was shot and multiple people were killed. They look smug. It's almost like they want to go down in history as being a villain. And they probably think the worst thing that's going to happen to them is the lethal injection, and they get to go to sleep, and it's over. Maybe it shouldn't happen that way. Maybe they should be having a life of miserable pain. I mean, we were trying to figure out what we could do, rip out nose hairs on a daily basis. I'm trying to think. No sodomy. That's not nice. That's not good enough. I just think lethal injection, too soft. One state does firing squad, but I still don't think that's not enough because they get killed instantly. Somebody like this, people need to know they have to pay. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. And Android users, we have a free Dr. Dahlia app. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Click on the icon and you'll be able to download the Dr. Dahlia app for your Droid phone or any other phones that Android phones market. Unfortunately, I have an iPhone, so I don't know all the Android-type phones. I need to learn, but an iPhone app should be coming out soon. But right now, it's only for Android. So let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, you were just talking about the shootings in Colorado. And do you think on a psychological level it would stop these people from doing these shootings if you, as a law, we legally changed their name to dumbass and just gave them a number?
Yes. No more. No. We need to do a heck of a lot more. I, you know, Everybody's asking, why would he do something like this? Why would he calculate? Why would he, you know, booby trap his apartment so that he could kill multiple, so he could kill multiple police officers? By the way, it sounds like they were able to find the tripwire and disarm that. This guy's a sicko. But, you know, when you try to profile these people, this is what we were talking about on the show yesterday. Very difficult. I mean, he's not a criminal. Doesn't appear to have done anything sadistic prior in his life. He was a student in San Diego. He was a student at the University of Colorado. From what we understand, you know, he was kind of an honor roll student, antisocial, quiet, loved Guitar Hero, played a lot of video games. How many young men, 24-year-old men, like to sit on the computer? I mean, most of us do. Women, too. You know, everything's now all about computers and social media and Facebook and World of Warcraft and Old Republic and Battleship 5 or whatever they call them, Babylon 5. That's Jerry Doyle's show. I love Jerry Doyle. But anyway, there's so many, so many things that preoccupy people in their house, you know, trying to screen out who the antisocial people could be. I mean, I'm saying right now, I think, you know, the majority of people are turning antisocial. You know, we were talking about yesterday how, you know, sometimes people find their friends to be absolute idiots and sometimes they're right, you know, drinking, getting high, doing stupid things, and maybe they prefer to be alone. You know, would all antisocial type behavior people do something like this? Absolutely not. This guy, we don't know what motivated him. They say there was an old comic strip back in the 80s. A Batman comic strip where somebody was listening to Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven backwards, trying to find a message to Satan. This was in the comic strip, a Batman comic strip, decides to go and shoot up a movie theater, killing three people. It was a pornographic movie about Satan. And, they think if this guy was such a fanatic with Batman, dressing up like the Joker and putting on a mask like Bane and, dressing up in all the gear and the garb, maybe he was inspired by this comic strip from the 80s. You know, we don't know what motivated him, but what we do know is this guy is kooky. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. We got John on the line. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, good. What's up?
I never had the chicken pox before. I'm 40.
Okay,
and my grandmother ended up having shingles. I didn't know what it was until she went to the doctor. Now, can I be exposed to the shingles virus?
Absolutely.
Not the shingles, to the chickenpox virus.
Through her shingles, absolutely. But I'm going to tell you something, John. This is what I would recommend you do. I'd recommend you get a blood test to check for your varicella titers or your chickenpox titers. And I tell you why. I can't tell you how many adults come to me worried because their wife has shingles or a loved one has shingles. They've never had chickenpox, so they're afraid they're going to get adult chickenpox, which is pretty scary. And they actually were exposed to chickenpox. They just never came down with the illness. Now, the reason why I tell you to do that is if you have antibodies to the chickenpox, which is probably why you never came down with it, you might have had something mild and you never broke out, then you're going to be immune and you don't have to worry when somebody has shingles, because shingles is the adult form of chickenpox. However, if you have no titers and no antibodies, I would tell you to go and get vaccinated.
Okay, what did you call the blood work?
They're called varicella, like V-A-R-I-C-E-L-L-A. So I would get varicella titers, or just ask your doctor for the chickenpox titers. It's a blood test, and it'll tell you if you have enough IgG or immunity to varicella, which I'm finding seems to be the case, which is why so many people said, Dahlia, for 40 years I've never had the chickenpox. I've never been exposed. Well, you were exposed. You just never came down with it. You see?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And what's the dormant? Is that the right word? How long does the virus stay dormant in you?
Lifelong. Yeah.
If I was exposed to it, let's say 8 days ago, is it
Oh, you would have probably already reacted. You would have probably, within a week, already started to have the vesicles. They usually start on the chest, and then they go down the abdomen and the legs, etc. You'd get a fever. Unfortunately, you know, the older you are, chickenpox becomes much more severe. But, you know, if it's been 8 days, now, and the other thing, too, is maybe you weren't completely exposed. I mean, as long as you aren't touching, you know, we tell all shingles patients to cover up the lesions. They're not going to give it to you by breathing on you. So, you know, if her lesions were covered up, then, you know, there's a good chance you weren't exposed, as long as you weren't, you know, picking at them and examining them, and, you know, which would be kind of disgusting,
okay,
John.
Great.
Yeah. All right, John. So good luck with that. But definitely get your titers checked, because there's a chance you may already be immune. If not, get vaccinated. Okay?
Chickenpox titers. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Good luck with that, John. All right, we are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that don't like the letters, there's 1-877-362-3254. So we're going to be switching gears in a few minutes, but just to kind of close on this horrible tragedy, and our hearts and prayers are with all the victims and families and friends of those who were killed in Aurora, Colorado, watching the Batman premiere. I don't think you could pick these people out of a lineup, pick these people out and know that they would do something like this. I mean, when you have somebody like this, James Nichols, 24 years old, who's a quiet PhD student in neuroscience. I mean, you know, somebody that goes into the neurosciences is pretty smart, pretty cerebral. He's not going to be hanging out with the people like me in the back of the class, giggling and joking, you know, going to the wall up in Reno like we used to, right, and hang out. No, he's going to, you know, look at us and shut up, be antisocial and you know, hit the books. I mean, neuroscience is a tough topic. True, he was dropping out, but you know, you're going to see you know, multiple sources now in the media try to identify what he's like, and I'm a little worried that a lot of antisocial people are now going to be looked at as, you know, future assassins, and that's not the case. You're also going to see multiple stories coming out discussing how our mental health system is very taxed, and how there may not be enough people to deal with. I mean, we already know that in the military, there's not enough mental health services for our, you know, veterans coming back, you know, with post-traumatic stress disorder and, you know, coming back from, you know, seeing their friends blown up and their comrades and, you know, undergoing amputations, et cetera. We don't have enough people. Is it money? Yeah. I think a big part of it. I don't think the psychiatric profession and the psychology profession attracts enough people. Many insurance companies don't pay. I've known so many people that wanted to get a degree in psychology, but they really can't find work. It's almost impossible to just open up a practice and hope people come to you. You know, I mean, and, you know, usually you spend a good hour with each patient. How much can you charge? If insurance companies don't add you to the list, how much can you charge? So many people that want to go into this field, they can't afford to go into this field. They won't get paid. Patients can't pay them. And insurance companies don't pay. Not enough to cover an hour. I mean, you know, if you're seeing 6-7 people a day, and insurance companies may only pay you maybe, you know, $30-$40, and you have to have an office, you have to have a staff, plus your liability, that it's not going to cut it. Now, we have a huge problem with psychiatric services and psychological services. You know, and, you know, what we were discussing yesterday, how to go back, you know, should we screen everybody? Should we screen everybody for, you know, mental health disease and you know, would-be assassins? I don't know how. And where would you do it? You know, this age group, these people in their 20s, a 24-year-old man usually doesn't go to the doctor. Maybe he gets a sore throat. But usually men only go to the doctor when their wives make them, when they're in their 30s and 40s. You know, you really don't see the average 20-some-year-old male unless he has an STD. Girls, they'll go for their pap smears and birth control, but not all of them. So who screens these people? You know, they just, you know, melt into society and they navigate through society. Then they sit and plan in their apartment, and then they buy 6,000 rounds of ammunition online. Then they go and buy Glocks and semi-automatic weapons, and then they decide to open fire after throwing tear gas into a studio. These people, I mean, there's some real sick people out there. Don't go away. I see your calls coming. Stay on the line. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Lacey on the line. Hey, Lacey, how you doing?
Oh, my name is Gracie.
Oh, hi, Gracie. Sorry, sweetie. Yeah, how you doing,
no
honey?
No problem. I'm doing fine. Well, I want to tell you, I spent the night, which I usually do, watching all the news stations, right? On TV, I fast forward them, mm-hmm. right? And all I see is this man's picture on TV. Ugh. And it's really aggravating me. I woke up this morning and I'm ready to get the TV and throw it in the garbage, mm-hmm. right? Because they are making a celebrity out of this man. You put him on TV with this stupid smile on his
right.
face, and he's on every channel like that. And I was thinking the next time I would like to see this man on TV, maybe he should be in an electric chair and we could show the whole world what you do to people, what we should do to people
right.
who do this. Now, the man is not crazy. If you're smart enough to do what
right.
you did with your house and buying
yeah.
all that stuff, you're not crazy.
Yeah.
You are evil.
Exactly, exactly. This is somebody that's why if they try to pull what they did with Jared Loughner, an insanity plea, that's still no excuse. And that doesn't mean he, you know, as far as I'm concerned, still gets to live. I mean, then we have an insane person, if that's what they want to say it, quote unquote, that, kills people. And, you know, is, that's sadistic. No, I agree with you 100%. I think they are glorifying these villains that we have. And it sounds like he, with his smug picture, he wanted to be found. It didn't even sound like he was trying to escape. It's like he wanted to be found. He wants to go down in history as the man that, you know, massacred a bunch of people in cold blood in a movie theater. And I think, you know, to thwart any future assassins from wanting to do this and become heroes, they have to know when they get caught, it's not going to be as easy as a lethal injection. It is going to be one of the cruelest deaths we could possibly think of that we could legally do. And yeah, publicize it. They want publicity? Absolutely. Why don't you throw that up there on the screens? I agree with you, Gracie.
Okay, thank you, because you made my day, because I am like a crazy woman over here, right? And that's about it. I don't kill bugs. Bugs don't bother me. I throw them out of the house,
yeah.
right? I see no reason we have to kill anything in this world, right? But when somebody hurts a child, right?
Right.
And somebody does what this man did, right? They don't deserve to be on this earth.
No.
And I will be, I'm an old lady, I'll be there before all this. I will tell God that I take responsibility for everybody.
Gracie.
Because I'm the one that started it.
Gracie, you're such
but
a sweet, how old are you? Gracie, how old are you?
I'm 73.
Oh, God bless you, sweetheart. I love your
spunk. No, I'm really aggravated with this because
I know.
We make these people heroes.
That's right.
And there's no reason for this. We have to stop this nonsense. You rape a child, we cut your balls. Well, my thing was, and I think I'm going to have to run for Congress, is you hang him in the middle of town from his balls, and you'll see the next guy you'll think twice.
Oh, Gracie, God bless you, honey. All right, I got to let you go before we get an FCC fine. But, Gracie, you're right. All right, God bless you, sweetheart. Oh, my gosh.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. You have a great day, honey. Oh, yeah, no, I agree. You know, John Hinckley Jr., you know, shoots the president, you know, Ronald Reagan, he gets 30 years in an insane asylum, I believe has the probability of parole. And what does he do when he gets to take outside jaunts? He goes to the library, looks up books of assassins, and he's probably trying to find pictures of himself. You know, he's probably thinks he's a hero. Like, I'm going to see if I'm here and glorified. I agree. I mean, we're giving him exactly what he wanted, and other sickos out there that are planning the same thing, going, well, I'm going to come up with a better attack than he did, and then I'm going to be on the news for 3 weeks. You know, oh, and if you plan it on a Friday, then you get all weekend coverage, because you know a lot of news happens on the weekend, so I'll get first front billing. The whole, you don't know what makes these people tick, and you can't use logic to figure it out, because these people weren't using logic. But yeah, he has some level of competency for him to be able to buy the ammunition, buy the guns, plan this out. This isn't an incompetent individual and should not be deemed incompetent to stand trial. I think he's sick. I think he has no place in this society, and I don't see how he could reform and how you could trust him. I mean, they know how to, you know, when we were talking about screening, an individual like this is very smart, crafty, you know, calculates his moves. You try to screen a person like this, he'll know how to get out of the screen. Well, sir, are you planning on shooting anybody in the near future? No. Well, then that's good. Okay, next. You know, I'm just, as you can see, I'm speechless, you know, to see something, and it's scary, because we were talking about yesterday, how do you protect yourself in a situation like this? One of my listeners was like, what do? Do you duck down? He was shooting people as they were trying to exit. I don't know. You know, you're hearing cases from survivors where they, you know, one tried to play dead, but that didn't work because people were trampling all over him. If you ran towards the exit, Mr. Nichols was shooting at you. So if you try to duck down, you're getting trampled by other people. You don't know if he's going to start walking up the aisles shooting people. Now there was this one case I saw in Daily Mail. This kind of confused me. There was a gentleman, the title of the article is he lost his child, while trying to escape. And the mother of the infant, their fiancé, they're engaged, grabbed the baby, grabbed her daughter. She was shot in the leg and was able to make it out. But when she got out, she had to call him because he had already driven away. Now, so you see, you know, some cases of human nature of, you know, what happened. I guess, you know, he left without his baby, fiance, daughter, and actually drove off. I mean, didn't even stand outside hoping to come out. I guess he drove off, but she had to call him on a cell phone saying, we made it out. Can you come back and pick us up? But then you saw other acts of heroism where people were pulling each other out. People were carrying each other out. People were trying to take care of each other's wounds, even though they didn't know if he was going to come out of the theater and start shooting. So you can't judge human nature. You can't predict. Many of us, we think we know what we would do. You know, I've had listeners email me saying, I have a CCW. I could still carry. I would have stood up and I would have shot him. I think a lot of us feel that way, that carry. I think a lot of us feel that way. But stop for a second here. Remember, James Nichols threw tear gas in. Okay, I don't know if you've ever been hit with tear gas, but from what I understand, it makes you tear. You can't breathe. You can't look. You want to escape. You want to run. So if you can't see him, whether because he's, you know, hidden in the smoke or because you can't open your eyes, you know, you can't reimagine the situation thinking you could just stand up and take him out. I don't think it was that easy. You know, people are asking, wasn't anybody carrying in the theater at the time? Maybe. But again, if you don't have control over the situation, you don't think you have a clear shot, and you have people running all over the place, it might have not been as easy as people think to do. And yeah, people got the heck out of there. They fled. So when we come back from break, we're going to, you know, switch gears and just, you know, give you some of the medical headlines that happened this week. But, you know, we're going to see a lot more on this. And unfortunately, we're going to see his ugly mug, just like we saw Jared Loeffner's. I got to tell you, can't even eat when I look at these people. They're definitely going to want to look into how somebody could buy 6,000 rounds of ammunition online. And all his weapons. From what I understand, he passed his FBI checks. And people are going to also wonder how you screen, how you could identify people like this. You know, what warning signs are there? And unfortunately, with computers, we have a more of a recluse and antisocial generation growing. You know? Even the Army's kind of worried that a lot of our youth are overweight and playing video games so much that we won't have enough recruits by the time they're 18, because they're obese and antisocial. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a study came out saying women who flirt are rated as more likable, may actually get ahead in the workplace, but their colleagues won't like them. Well, duh, that's not earth-shattering news. But they actually tested this. From what I understand, at the University of California, Berkeley, they decided to, if I could see how they did this. They took 79 postgraduate business students, 50 men and 29 women. They were asked to report their opinion on 10 negotiated characteristics on a scale measuring their effectiveness. And they kind of watched, from what I understand, like a video. And they liked the woman who was flirty. Right? Oh, another study. They watched a video of a negotiator and evaluated the way they worked. One male and one female negotiator followed a script, speaking directly into the camera. And the one that kind of was more playful with the voice touched her face and hair. People liked more. Yeah. And another one, they looked at manipulativeness, honestly, friendliness, physical attractiveness, how genuine they are. And they said flirting appeared to be the least effective characteristic. However, being attractive and playful wasn't as bad. All right, what does this mean? I don't know. I really want to recommend flirting, right? You need your colleagues to like you. You have your colleagues not like you, or the colleagues think you're sleeping with the boss. Not a good thing. You don't want your boss to think you're going to sleep with them. But I have to make a point here that people love to be flirted with, even if it's not sexual flirtation. People like to be noticed. People like to get attention. People like to be touched. Now, I was taught in medical school, which was very difficult for me, to when you interview a patient, put your hand on his leg. Now, that was very difficult for me because I was a young girl, you know, and these were older men. And I was taught in my family, you don't touch. You know, we weren't a real touchy family, so it was kind of difficult. But I do. Very regularly when I, you know, see my patient, I, you know, pat them on the shoulder. Sometimes I give them a hug. But I usually touch the shoulder, you know, and people like that. Not to be flirty or anything. It's just people don't like the doctor interaction when it's very cold and it's not touch. And I don't have a problem touching people's rashes when they go, look at this rash, feel it. I have no problem feeling it. Yes, of course, we should always wash our hands, you know, whenever we touch our friends' rashes. That's not something I recommend you all do. But patients like doctors who aren't afraid to touch them. And so I'll always come up or I'll kind of, you know, smack their knee, you know, when I come in, you know, like, you know, men in their trousers. And I'm like, Bob, what is up? And I smack his knee, you know, and then I sit down or I'll kind of kick his shin a little bit. All right. People like to be touched. People also like you to notice a characteristic of theirs. Now, you don't want to compliment their tie if it's an ugly tie, but notice something that people usually notice something on a person where, if they're usually blown off. Like, for example, sometimes you have these quiet types that are sitting there, you know, kind of, you know, playing a game or reading a book. You know, if don't lie, don't, you know, BS your way through it. But if you're like, oh, I like that game. Where are you at on that? What, you know, what score are you? What level are you? You know, strike up a conversation, you know, and kind of let them feel like, oh, they got good taste in games if they like what you like. Type of thing. So I think, and we've spent time on this before, and I want to spend time again, ways to really work with people. And without being insincere, never lie. If you really don't like anything about the person, you don't like them. And then you really shouldn't be around them. But there are ways to, make your colleagues happy, make your bosses happy without, I don't want to say going into flirtation or anything sexual. We don't want that. But there are ways to do it, you know. And there's ways to not be a kiss-up, all right? Unfortunately, we don't have time to go through that. I mean, I was a kiss-up. You know, thank you, you know, boss, for making me redo that report. I was able to find, you know, all the mistakes I should have found the first time. I mean, that's kissing up. But one way you could say is, you know, I was mad. And I was frustrated when I had to redo the report, but I am so thankful you had me do that because there were a couple other issues that I was able to change and enhance, and I think I did a better job, so I think it worked out for the best. That's not as kissy-uppy. You see what I mean? Yeah. Nobody ever kisses up to me, though. That's what I notice. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So there was a nurse in Arkansas, school nurse, worked there for 5 years, never had a nursing license. Susanna Elena Johnson, 49 years old of Pleasant Plains, went by Suzanne Pitts, has been charged with practicing nursing without a license, has a court appearance in August, had worked at Sydney Denier Elementary School. No complaints, but I guess nobody decided to go on the agency's website to confirm if she was a real nurse or not. Now, I love nurses, and when somebody says they're a nurse, I assume they have a high level of education and experience. So, I always make it a point to kind of say hi to the school nurses, you know, because I know they're going to be seeing my kids a lot, God forbid, if they are, you know. And I like them. I mean, they're first responders. They're there. But it would just be, I think, a little bit more relieving to know that they're actually a real nurse. They say cases of people impersonating nurses are really rare because it's a very difficult profession to fake, but apparently she was able to do it for 5 years. For 5 years. So if any of you run a school, I would probably recommend that you just double-check the credentials. Apparently most people don't. I don't know. All right. We've been trying to keep you guys updated on any new information coming in from Aurora, Colorado. No new changes from what we understand with some of the victims. No new news on what's been going on. We have heard, however, that Warner Brothers will be probably cutting the scenes featuring guns from the trailer of The Dark Knight Rises following the shooting. The studio bosses just met in Burbank, California to discuss whether to go ahead with the move. They already canceled one of the premieres in Paris. They they're kind of trying to figure out how to proceed because they don't want copycat attacks. You know, from what I understand, the premieres are already done in America. They're also kind of concerned that I guess some of their trailers, like Bane, villain character, has a mask kind of similar to the one that Holmes wore when he started shooting. So, you know, I think audiences are still going to go to the movies, but what they're going to do is probably delete some of the trailers, maybe change some of the trailers, because, I mean, in one of them, you're seeing right now, you know, Batman among all these people on the ground, you know, and something like this may just be too soon to come out. Now, they say that 3,800 cinemas did hold screenings. They made $30.6 million. The film is expected to reach 4,400 theaters across the country, 6,700 screens overseas. They think it's going to make over or close to $200 million in the first weekend. It's non-3D, I believe, from what I understand. But again, it's, you know, what just happened. Actually, AMC Theaters has also stepped up saying it will not accept face masks, costumes, or fake guns inside the theaters to make all cinema goers feel comfortable. Because remember, Holmes came in all dressed up in garb. People were wearing masks and capes to these premieres. You know, when the Indiana Jones movie came out a couple years ago, the later one, you know, my husband wore his Indiana Jones cap. You know, I mean, people like to dress up for these premieres. Star Wars, I'm sure, you know, people were dressing up for those. And so what AMC Theaters is going to do is they're not going to allow, you know, anybody to, you know, come in with, you know, mask and garb, et cetera. Again, our hearts and prayers are with the family, the friends, the victims, and God bless all who have suffered through this tragedy. We're still in shock. And, you know, as we get more information here on the Dr. Dahlia Show, we'll definitely keep you posted. All right, guys, try to have a good night. Try to be safe. God bless you all, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Hi folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Young Diva products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Young Diva products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326. or PastorButchTeen.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.